Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Vinny and Annie, Nolan McGraw. We'll talk to Quick Draw as the hour progresses. But joining us now, as he does every Tuesday from USA Today, the Ravens Wire, on the Window and Asia guest hotline, Kevin Allstriker. Kevin, first of all, good morning. How are you feeling today on this? Looks like pretty cool day out here, pun intended.
Yeah, feeling good. Ravens have a must-win game on their hands, in my opinion, in week number 8 against Chicago. And, you know, you're right, Lamar Jackson not a practice on Monday. But, you know, Wednesday would be a big day in terms of if he's out there or not. I think that would kind of set the tone for the rest of the week. But feels like, you know, other than that, they're getting some other guys back, which hopefully will help as well.
Let's get to the defense then, which has been the major problem prior to Lamar's injury for this 25 season. Woozie was back. Roquan was back going up against his former team. I'm assuming he could have one leg and he'd be out there ready to kick some ass against the Bears. But, you know, they're still banged up. They're still ineffective in certain areas. And we can talk about Lamar's return all we want, Kevin, but do they have a defense that can get it together enough to cultivate or help cultivate a 9-2 stretch down here to get to that 10 wins, which we think is going to be the magic number to get to the postseason?
Well, I think they need to start by bringing in a pass rusher. I mean, they only have three of those right now on the edge, and that's a place, I mean, they've been struggling as a pass rush group all year. So I think that's probably where I'd start. You know, getting guys back has helped. You know, obviously last week with Kyle Hamilton coming back, some others as well, and holding the Rams to 17 points. And, you know, you watch what they did to Jacksonville, and you feel even better about that performance. But, I mean, I think that the big thing for the defense is, you know, just being able to not – it's almost essentially like if you – is a defense just give up play after play after play after play. It gets in your head, I'm sure. But the thing is that these young guys are having to step into roles pretty early on in the season without a lot of experience. And, you know, with this team having Super Bowl aspirations, young guys are going to make mistakes. I mean, it just happens. And they right now are starting, at least they were starting a bunch of rookies and younger players who haven't, you know, had a ton of playing time or just snaps at the NFL level. And the Ravens, you know, it's great to develop guys and have guys gain experience, but that's not where the Ravens are right now. And I know it's out of, you know, it's not out of the fact that they're starting these guys is not because they want to, you know, they don't want to start practically their entire draft class out on the defensive side of the ball. But being able to get healthy is the start. But the problem was when they were healthy, you know, that didn't really make a huge difference. So I don't know if they had the defense or not to make a run. But, I mean, if they were to start, it would be now.
Kevin, would it be fair to say that if Lamar doesn't practice Wednesday, I don't see him playing against Miami either then on that Thursday?
Yeah, I mean, I would agree. There's always a chance, I guess. But, I mean, he would have to get at least a limited practice on Friday to, you know, feel to me like he even has a shot to get out there on the field. Wednesday is going to be the big day, though. Like, that's why, you know, Monday, him not being out there on Monday, you know, it doesn't feel great, but I'm waiting for the official injury reports to drop. You know, I think that that will be the one. I know people right now are kind of freaking out a little bit about Lamar. And, oh, man, not a practice on Monday, not a practice on Monday. I'm just waiting for Wednesday. I'm waiting for tomorrow because I think that's going to be the big day. But, you know, if Lamar doesn't play, they're in a heap of trouble. I mean, I don't trust Cooper Rush right now. I don't trust Tyler Huntley right now. I guess I trust Huntley more than Rush at this point. But, you know, I feel like if Lamar doesn't play, that Chicago team is playing really well. That defense is forcing turnovers. And, you know, obviously they have the best shot to win with Lamar. But, you know, that defense would cause a lot of trouble for Cooper or Tyler. And, you know, even, you know, Lamar might have a little bit of, you know, he would have some stuff to work on with that defense. That Chicago defense is really good.
Kevin, how surprised are you? Because I'm kind of shocked right now, but I still got one more day to go probably, that they hadn't made a trade. I thought they would have went and got somebody that could help him in a pass rush.
I'm with you. I'm pretty surprised. I mean, you don't have the guys right now. That's the thing is Kyle Van Noy, Mike Green, and David Ojabo. Those are your three guys right now. It's not enough just from a numbers perspective. I mean, you need at least one more guy there. I know they brought in some players for workouts yesterday, and, you know, maybe they'll sign a guy like Carl Austin, who's one of those guys. But, you know, at this point, you have the capital to make a deal. I mean, you're projected for 5 fifth rounders with comp picks and trades you've made. You know, I'm not saying, I mean, right now their pick is in like the top 10. So I'm not saying
second.
Yeah, it's unreal. So trade, I'm not saying trade away the second overall pick in the draft or anything, but you can package together, I think, like a third and a fifth or a fourth and a fifth. And, you know, what does that get you? I don't know. Is it a Kayvon Thibodeau? Is it a Jalen Phillips or someone on the outside there? But, you know, right now their options are with their roster to call up a guy like Kayvon Rucker or Malik Ham. I don't think that's the answer. So I was pretty surprised.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a tough one. And you know what? Listening to Zach Orr the other day, Kevin, I don't know what you thought, but you know, when he said that we finally got the intensity we wanted, I'm like, come on, just the Baltimore Ravens. You know, that should – you walk out of the locker room with intensity and toughness.
Yeah, and that's what the Ravens are known for, at least. You know, this organization has prided themselves on defense forever, literally forever. So I think that they needed to find that, and they need to find it every week, and it can't just be on a – per game basis where you find that intensity. You have to take that and continue it throughout the season. And the defense right now, it just feels like this team, honestly, you can even put the whole team in this conversation, as they feel like a very momentum-based team where, you know, if they catch the wave of momentum early, they roll. You know, it feels like that's what happens. But they haven't really been doing that in these games. And if they don't get that momentum play, it feels like things kind of fall apart or they can't really catch their groove. And they've played good teams. And Chicago, again, they've proven this is not going to be another a game where you can kind of say, oh, this is a walk in the park. It's going to be another tough game. You have to establish momentum early, but you can't rely on it completely. And I feel like at times that's what this Ravens defense and team does.
Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Kevin, last thing for you. Look, the Ravens have their own problems. Would you spend 10 minutes talking about them? But when they go to Miami next Thursday, will Mike McDaniel be the head coach of the Dolphins, getting 7.5 at Atlanta this week, by the way?
I don't think so. It's a disaster. I mean, I don't even know if Tua will be the starting quarterback. I think this is probably his last week. And if they have another terrible game, I think he gets benched. So that team is it might look a lot different once Baltimore gets down there.
Yeah, I think I'm leaning towards the Ravens in that one. I don't care who the quarterback is. He's Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Kevin, appreciate it as always. Talk to you next Tuesday.
Yeah, talk to you soon, thanks, guys. Kev. Thanks so much.
Yep. Here's Kevin Allstriker, everybody. We'll come back, whip around. ALCS Game 7 lived up to all the Game 7 expectations you could have wanted. And a playoff hero did playoff hero stuff. A couple of ex-Orioles involved in that one for the Toronto Blue Jays. World Series is set. NBA starts tonight. And we got some other stuff going on in the world of sports. We'll get to that. And then coming up at 11:30, notes from the North. We're going to Ray Fittipaldo, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Scott Petrak, Brown Zone. And then Joe, I can't understand my Joe Reedy from the Associated Press talks about the Bengals. Now we understand why Mike Tomlin was all mad at the Browns for trading Joe Flacco. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.